It's our practice for Palm Sunday to read one of the New Testament records of it. Today I'm going to read from John chapter 12, beginning at verse 12 and continuing to verse 26. Now, John's very distinctive, and he tells us some things the others do not tell us. For instance, while we are told that Jesus came on a donkey, the other Gospels give us details about how that came about, and the people laid palm branches and clothes before him, John tells us that what motivated them was the fact that they had heard that he had raised Lazarus from the dead. That's John 11, the previous chapter. Bethany's on the outskirts of Jerusalem. And so they'd heard that he was doing miracles. He had actually raised a dead person, which, in fact, he had done. And so they're calling out to him to fulfill the ancient promise to come as the bringer of God's kingdom. Now, I actually think the triumphal entry is one of the most misunderstood events in all of Jesus' life, because they are not hailing him for the work he's actually come to do. They want the work that he has not come to do, at least not yet. They want the blessings. They want the victory. They want the power that he would give, and God has promised it, but they fail to realize that first they need an atonement for their sins. I don't think it's unfair to say that they are more or less the way that King Zedekiah, who we're going to hear about in our sermon today, wanted the blessings that God gives, but didn't think he needed to repent of his sins. This is the same crowd on Friday of that same week will call for him to be crucified because he does not fulfill their expectations. Now, if you go further, actually I'm reading a little bit beyond it because it interprets it. Beginning at verse 20, there's so many things here to talk about. You have the Greeks who come seeking Jesus, representing the Gentiles coming for the Savior. They make the great statement, "Sirs, we should see Jesus." In fact, it's on a plate on the pulpit right in front of me. "Sir, we would see Jesus," John 12:21. "Our preaching is to show Jesus," and that comes from that passage. But what stands out in my mind is what Jesus says in verse 23. "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." What was the hour he was referring to? It wasn't the triumphal entry. It was the crucifixion. And Jesus saw the cross as his glorification. Why? Because he would accomplish his finished work. And he goes on to say that unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And Jesus came to die, and we celebrate that kingdom erected on the throne of his cross, by which sinners are reconciled to God through the blood of his Son. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 12 of John's Gospel, chapter 12. "The next day the large crowd had come to the feast, and they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.' And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.' His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard that he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, 'You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him.' Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, 'The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.' The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen."